So, as I mentioned, asthma is one of the most common and well-documented conditions among persons who were exposed to the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and it continues to cause significant symptoms many years after the attacks. Asthma is treatable with both medical care and avoidance of triggers, and asthma control is strongly associated with quality of life and with asthma morbidity, including hospitalization and other unplanned health care seeking for asthma. Several factors are known to be associated with the level of asthma control. Among them are medical care, and specifically access to care, adequacy of the asthma treatment plan, and adherence to that plan. Comorbid physical conditions, including gastroesophageal reflux disease and obesity, have been associated with poor asthma control, as have psychological symptoms and conditions, including stress, depression, and anxiety. In a previous study of registry enrollees, we found that mental health conditions were the factors most strongly associated with poor control. The relationship between mental health and asthma control has been noted in many studies, including ones in the general clinic populations that were not exposed to 9/11. However, the nature of this relationship is not fully understood. Potential explanations include that psychological symptoms cause respiratory symptoms through dysregulation of the sympathetic adrenal medullary system, leading to an abnormal immune system response and thereby to airway inflammation. There is also some evidence that psychological stress can lead to maladaptive behaviors such as smoking and perhaps complicated adherence to medical treatment of asthma. Alternatively, respiratory symptoms could trigger traumatic memories, thus invoking psychological symptoms, or make it difficult to adhere to PTSD treatment. In the current study, we sought to investigate one of these potential pathways. We began by describing the level of asthma control among registry participants during the time of the 2015 through 16 Wave 4 survey and examining factors associated with poor control. We then planned to assess whether the relationship between psychological symptoms and poor asthma control was mediated by poor adherence to medical treatment. Our study sample was adult registry enrollees with self-reported asthma first diagnosed by a clinician between 9/11 and the end of 2003, who also contributed enough information to assess asthma control at waves 3 and 4. And in terms of the level of asthma control, we used a widely used asthma set of guidelines from the National Institute of Health. And it's a complex definition, so I'll just quickly provide you an example of what someone with very poor control might have. They might have daily symptoms, nighttime awakening several nights a week, substantial interference with daily activities, and they might frequently use their rescue medications. And on the opposite extreme, someone who has controlled symptoms would have infrequent symptoms and minimal use of rescue medications. We assessed whether several comorbid health conditions measured at wave 3 were associated with the level of control at wave 4. And we defined mental health comorbidities based on established scales for PTSD, depression, and generalized anxiety disorder. And we also had a separate variable denoting the number of mental health conditions present. Gastroesophageal reflux symptoms were defined as heartburn reported at least weekly during the preceding year. Obstructive sleep apnea was the report of having been diagnosed by a clinician with this disorder. And obesity was defined per standard cutoffs with body mass index based on self-reported height and weight. We measured medication adherence using a validated tool called the Morisky Medication Adherence Scale. We used multinomial logistic regression to evaluate factors associated with the level of asthma control and multiple logistic regression to assess factors associated with poor medication adherence. So here just quickly are the characteristics of this study sample. It included a total of 1,651 adult enrollees with post 9/11 onset asthma. And the mean age was 42 years at the time of 9/11. The sample was predominantly male and white, with nearly half having a college degree or higher. And about 60% were rescue and recovery workers. 6% were active smokers at the time of 2015 to 2016. So this slide shows the level of asthma control at wave 3 on the left and at wave 4 on the right. At the time of wave 3, about one-third of participants had controlled symptoms, about another third had poorly controlled symptoms, and the remaining third had very poorly controlled symptoms. And by the time of wave 4, a somewhat higher proportion had very poor control. Between studies, 16% had improvement in their level of symptom control, 25% had a decline in their level of control, and 59% had a similar level of control at the two surveys. So here's a slide showing different markers of asthma morbidity during the previous year according to the level of asthma control. The leftmost group of bars shows the proportion with one or more asthma attacks during the preceding year. The middle shows the proportion with one or more ER visits. And on the right is persons with one or more hospitalizations for asthma during the preceding year. And in each group of bars, good control is shown on the left side in pale blue, and very poor control is shown in white. So let's look at ER visits as an example. The proportion of participants who had one or more ER visits for asthma during the preceding year was much higher in the group with very poorly controlled asthma than in the group with controlled asthma. And I'm primarily showing you this to sort of reassure you about the consistency of our data within the survey, and that the definition of control is pretty consistent with other measures that we have, and also just how closely it does correlate with these really important healthcare outcomes. And then there's a very similar pattern with health-related quality of life. For instance, 12% of participants with controlled asthma reported general dissatisfaction with life, and that's in contrast to over 35% of participants with very poor control. This table shows results of a multivariable multinomial logistic model, which controlled for factors including age and body mass index, in addition to the factors shown here. Adjusted odds ratios shown are for poor or very poor control as compared to controlled asthma. So lower education and current smoking were associated with poor control, as were gastroesophageal reflux and obstructive sleep apnea. And there was also a strong dose-response relationship between a higher number of mental health conditions and poor control, at least in the very poor control compared to control group. So now that we've talked a little bit about the first two study goals, let's move on to our study, which was assessing whether poor medication adherence mediates the relationship between psychological symptoms and asthma control. So among the participants who reported being on long-term asthma control medications, only 44% had responses that suggested that they were adherent to their medication regimen. And this slide shows medication adherence according to the level of asthma control. The proportion of participants who reported being adherent was lowest among those with controlled asthma and highest among those with very poorly controlled asthma. So what does this mean? Basically, it disproved this part of our hypothesis. But what about the relationship between psychological symptoms and medication adherence? So we also found that none of the psychological conditions that we were able to measure were associated with adherence in this particular analysis. So there goes that side of our hypothesis as well. So there are a number of limitations that are, again, similar to those that I mentioned in the previous presentation. But a limitation of this particular study was that adherence and control were measured cross-sectionally, so we couldn't assess relationships over time. So in conclusion, we found that over two-thirds of participants with post-9/11 asthma had poorly or very poorly controlled symptoms, with a slight decline, unfortunately, in the overall level of control since 2011 through 12. We identified several potentially modifiable factors associated with control, which could suggest interventions to improve asthma control in this population. Our findings didn't support our hypothesis that decreased adherence mediated a relationship between mental health conditions and asthma control in this particular population. In the future, we plan to devote additional study to the relationship between psychological symptoms and asthma control through longitudinal analyses and qualitative interviews. We will also examine factors associated with change in control between surveys and with medication adherence. These findings will be applied to the planning of asthma control interventions in this population. So thanks to all my collaborators, to our participants, and also thank you for your attention.